In one way, the peninsula faces towards the Aegean, towards the Hellenic civilizations. In another way, its eastern land routes lead it into Syria, into Iraq, ancient Mesopotamia, and Iran. So the peninsula has always had this dual role. And as a result, it has played a very pivotal role in defining not only what we call Western civilization, but also what is now dubbed modern Middle Eastern civilization, the Islamic world. Let me note, what you will discover is that Asia Minor has been, if not the birthplace, certainly the primary residence of three of the great religious traditions of the West, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All of the ecumenical councils that took place, the seven ecumenical councils that define Christian dogma, took place within the modern boundaries of the Turkish Republic. Several of them at Constantinople, modern Istanbul, the rest at leading cities in Asia Minor. Furthermore, the whole playing out of the fusion of Greek and Roman civilization into what we call Greco-Roman, or the imperial civilization that emerged under the Roman emperors and was transformed into the Byzantine civilization, took place in Asia Minor, in Turkey. And therefore, the peninsula has played a very decisive role in shaping our world around us, and so merits that type of consideration. Now, as I mentioned, peninsula is designated Asia Minor or Anatolia. And I will reserve the term Turkey largely for the later sections of this course. I should note one other term which might cause some confusion, and at various points I will refer to Asia, and that is the Roman province of Asia, which is today about approximately the western one-third of Turkey or Anatolia. These are a series of lands that were grouped together under Roman administration in 133 BC, sometimes known as the province of the 500 cities. It was the most wealthy part of Asia Minor. It's where the seven cities of Revelation are located. And when I refer to Asia, I'm referring to that district, that area. And it's actually a proper use of the term, because the term Asia, from which eventually we get the whole continent, is derived from an ancient Anatolian word, Luvian to be precise, and we'll explain who the Luvians are, Asuwa, a kingdom that resided in that area in the late Bronze Age in the 14th and 13th century BC. And Greeks who heard this term turned Asuwa into Asia. That's the first part of the continent of Asia they encountered, and eventually it was extended to define the entire continent of Asia. So the term Asia here will mean essentially the Roman province. Before we start with the various civilizations, I believe it's important for us to get some idea of the backdrop of where this drama is going to be played out. The peninsula of Asia Minor, as I mentioned, is in some ways the Mediterranean in miniature. It also has what I would call a fragment of Central Asia, the great steppes of Asiatic Russia today, Siberia, which has been thrust into the middle of the peninsula. And what you will notice in the course of our lectures is that the interior of Asia Minor, Anatolia as it's sometimes called, the Great Plateau, has a set of civilizations or a history that is often distinct from the coastal zones. And there's good reason for this. The interior of the peninsula, the Anatolian Plateau, which is about 50% of the peninsula, is grasslands. It's high, it's even cool in the summer, is subject to brutal winters, and believe me, the Hittites, who claim that their principal god was the weather god, couldn't have chosen a better god. I've been stuck in snowstorms in early April trying to look at Hittite sites. On the other hand, the land is quite fertile in many of its regions. It has grasslands, almost a range. The Turks sometimes refer to these little ranges as an ova. It's ideal for stock raising or agriculture. And in some ways, you have that contrast between the agriculturalists and the pastoral or nomadic peoples, that constant interplay on the plateau. Furthermore, the eastern portion of the plateau, the region known as Cappadocia in ancient times, is bisected by this great river called the Halys River, or as it's called today in Turkish, Kızıl Irmak, the Red River. And that river waters the eastern part of the peninsula. It has a number of tributaries. It cuts through volcanic rock formations. You get marvelous valleys, which are extremely rich and protected and can support agriculture. They're called in Turkish a dera, a valley. And in those valleys, early agriculture took place. And to this day, it's a marvelous zone. It's ideal growing conditions.